Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to Fallout Frozen Atom, a Winter of Atom actual play using the rules and adventure by Motifius Entertainment. My name is ELH the Game Master, and joining me are three lovely individuals who will meet right away because I am excited to get back to it after quite a while off. So let's start with Saxy Guitar.
Hey, I'm Saxy Guitar. I'm playing Professor Clayman, and I have been told that there is a chance I'll be able to break down some junk this episode, so I'm quite excited.
That's all he needs. That's you just give him junk and he's happy.
Quite.
Hex, what do you got going on?
Hello, I'm Hex again. Sorry. I am once again playing Mr. Chopek, the hyper-capitalist. And honestly, right now I'm feeling a sort of a what a low grade peer pressure to wear glasses because I'm the only person who is currently not wearing them. So I'm going to see if I can get some I'm going to fuck up my vision real good in the next like 20 or so minutes so I can really get on team, you know what I mean? On brand.
right, Mukies, what do you got going on?
Hey, playing Raging Kate, who now that she doesn't have I don't know what the word is, but a good role model in terms of Hugh, and now the pack leader Chopik has come in, and now I am being led astray back to my evil raidery ways. So she's very impressionable, and she tried to be nice and help people and talk to them, but now it's just kill mode, I guess.
We're unlocking the potential within.
Yes.
We're guiding you to
The
be the
true
you that
raider. Yeah.
exactly, the raider you always were meant to be.
Just we're gonna
second
wait
you
like three or
leaves.
more sessions and Muki's gonna be screaming, God for the blood god or something.
Yes.
That sounds on brand for how I like to play Fallout games.
The Blood God, by the way, is trademarked. There's a little
Yeah.
registered trademark symbol.
Just for legal purposes.
Yeah, for
And
legal
yes,
purposes.
chat has redeemed already the Wild Wasteland, so we'll handle that as we get started. But for now, let's run that intro. And welcome back. So, since it has been a little bit, I will do a quick recap for everybody. So, you were tasked by the mayor of Diamond City to head down into the local sewers and find a clear path through the sewers that could be used for transporting goods, people, and other services in a safe and more warm environment than the greater frozen Commonwealth at the moment. So you all went down, you made some friends with some Children of Atom, different than the last Son of Atom sect, I should be very clear. And there was some discussion about a certain bus-sized bomb that may or may not be seated at middle of a sewer, but I think we decided not to blow that up, if I'm remembering correctly. Instead, you all went deeper into the sewers where the last Son of Atom sect was located, and discovered that they now apparently have horse-sized centipedes that spit acid, so that's fine. So you got rid of them, and the sewer monsters that live in the sewage were very happy to have something to eat. But you were able to return to Diamond City with your head held high, and that's where we're going to resume. You have just walked into Diamond City. It is a little bit past noon, and as you're looking around, you're seeing that it's business as usual in Diamond City. You've got people, eating what they can at the noodle shop. You've got Minutemen walking around. Of note, there's not a whole lot of Children of Atom around. In fact, as you're looking around, you're not seeing the flyers and stuff that were here last time.
Mm. They've flown back to Capistrano. Yeah, that makes sense.
Something like that, yeah.
It's the season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But of note, I will remind you all, but I'm not going to railroad you, that your quest to fix the sewers will end when you return to the mayor for your reward.
Ooh, so we got a little bit of time.
Yeah. But open season, where would you like to do? Where would you like to go? What would you like to do? Open floor.
Should we check on our shack that we abandoned?
Yeah, we should go take a look at our house, I guess.
I've never been, so this is just so exciting.
No, we'll show you our makeshift house down where all the common folks are currently living.
I remember you set the alarm or something to go off,
mm-hmm.
and I like to imagine it's just still off, still going off this mm-hmm. whole time.
Like a car alarm that's just never fixed.
Everyone's like, yeah, how do we turn this off? That's the real reason why the Children of Atom left.
Opening windows and leaning out, shut the damn thing up!
It's a rather difficult challenge to not set that alarm off.
Yeah.
I'm sure this place is up to code. Right? Everything's good?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Safe, OSHA compliant.
We ran the calculations.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, double check the numbers. Yeah. Okay.
Well, so I have good news and bad news. What would you like first?
Both at the same time.
Yeah.
You could do like a tooth and throat singing if you could say them both at the same time.
So, the good news, your hut, hovel, tent, whatever you want to call it, is still there. And the alarm is still intact. However, as part of the Wild Wasteland that was donated by chat, there is somebody in your tent.
Oh?
And he actually looks very much out of place. He is wearing a very opulent sort of white coat that sort of fans out at the ends. He has on sort of this black undergarment that's like kind of Under Armour. And he has a bunch of playing cards that he's playing. Looks to be some form of a children's card game.
You playing Tragic the Gathering?
You want to go ask him?
Yeah. I'll
That's
go
not
ask
for
him.
Children.
I'll go ask him if he's playing Tragic the Gathering.
He actually kind of goes, oh. Well, yes, of course. It is the game of champions.
I haven't seen anyone play this since California. Where did you get your supplies?
Well, I bought them, of course. Money fixes everything.
Ah. Well, I too have a Tragic the Gathering deck. Would you like to play around?
Ha! You think you can beat me and my awesome deck that I have bought with caps?
Yes.
Well done. All right, yeah. Go ahead, sit down. Let's get this thing started.
He's just gonna play a white deck that's just gonna farm life gain, and he's just gonna stretch the round out way too long, and then you'll get bored and you'll leave, and then you'll open a booster pack and then find a Black Lotus in there, and you're like, they stopped printing these. Why is this in the booster pack? And then you'll have an aneurysm.
That was suspiciously specific.
Yeah.
I may or may not have dabbled in spend 9 luck and you've got a Black Lotus. Congratulations, you can retire.
If I've learned anything from playing Shaldalar, that you can still lose with the Black Lotus.
Sure, yeah, but it's really more about, it's the thought that counts. And the thought is, I'm rich now.
Well, yes. There's no Post Malone here to buy those cards for me, so.
Oh, that's true.
That you've encountered.
You'd think that, given that this is the post-apocalypse, there'd be so many Post Malones.
Oh my god.
You know there'd be regular Malones that are now
post. If there
post.
Was anyone in this world that I would see as a ghoul just nerding out in some hut somewhere, it'd probably be Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Yes, yeah. Post Malone.
Yeah. Hold on, I gotta make a note of this. Post Malone. Alright.
I'm giving away all my ideas for free.
You really
We're
are.
Really get into existence.
Trademark, TMTM, registered.
There you go.
OC, do not steal.
All right, well, if you are going to play Tragic the Gathering against Not Kaiba, there's two ways you can go about it. You can either do a int and barter, which is to play fair, no cheating, or if you want to cheat, you can do a perception and a sneak.
I will do a... I'm going to go full Yugi, and I'm going to spend a luck point to use luck.
Okay.
And then I will use, you said sneak or speech?
It is either int plus barter or perception plus sneak, and it is a difficulty of 3.
Now, point of order, did you craft the giant card gauntlet that you're supposed to have as you're playing? Because otherwise, you can't go full Yugi.
Forgot about those. Oh my god.
That is true. That is true.
And Chad just gave you an AP as well. Thank you, Chad.
Ooh.
Did you spend a luck point to use luck on this?
Spent a luck point to use luck on this, yes. I'm going to...
It's very important.
Priorities,
it is. It is very important. I'm going to spend another luck point to say I also have a dual disc on me. And let's just say it looks heavily modified. And let's say if this person that was playing against happened to create this thing, he can see how I fixed all of his flaws he knew about but didn't know how to fix them.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Yes. Then
I will lower the difficulty to a 2.
Okay. I will use my luck and my... Let's just go with sneak.
Okay.
Oh,
I have sadly been forced to visit the Yu-Gi-Oh! Wiki.
Words I just never thought he'd say out loud.
Yes, a new level of shame unlocked.
I will spend the AP to get one extra die.
Okay.
No, I played Yu-Gi-Oh! Back in the day. I can't speak to that.
I'm keeping that link blue.
All right, cool. 3 successes, meaning you get your AP back. So yeah, Not Kaiba is actually a really good duelist. He plays a blue deck, so he's that kind of asshole.
But, I'm playing blue-black.
You know.
Of course you are.
But it's one of those things where your superior duel deck and your ability to pull Yugi-level bullshit of always top-decking the card you need, well, you end up winning. And Not Kaiba kind of just puts down his cards and goes... You know, when you first walked up and I saw that you had that modified dual disc, I thought, who the hell is this person to ruin my craft? But you know what? I like you.
Thanks, man. I always respect a game.
I was being facetious.
Oh.
I hate you. I hate everything you stand for.
What rules do you play by? Do you play by ante?
My own rules. I have money.
Okay. So... Do you play by ante? If so, I want your best card. If not, I guess you just lost.
I'm going to flip the table for all of us.
We're using dual discs. Nothing happens.
Flip the dual discs.
There you go. I'm
flipping them.
All right, so Kate flips the table somewhere, just in the background. Just.
I don't...
the hell is that?
Forgive me if I'm interrupting, but are we completely sidestepping the issue of a strange man in your tent?
Yeah, actually I am, because I have been carrying this deck of cards around for the past 7 years with no one to play against me.
Chepek is going to, like, slowly raise his laser musket and very slowly crank it like you were doing Pop Goes the Weasel. and then say, "Excuse me, sir, though I respect your commitment to using money to solve all of your problems... I'm afraid if you do not leave our domicile, I shall, send you to the Shadow Realm."
I've been to the Shadow Realm twice. It's not a fun idea.
No, I'm sorry. I misspoke. What I meant was hell.
Yeah, that's I thought that was implied.
Oh.
The same thing.
They're starting to crank faster now.
Bigelow, can you, maybe set these cards on fire?
I mean, I could, but then we'd be getting rid of some good merchandise. I mean, boss, if you take a look at his deck, he's actually got a black...
Oh, my God!
He's got a black flower. I think that's actually worth quite a lot.
Bigelow, how many times have I told you are not allowed to engage in side businesses or any kind of hobbies whatsoever as if it does not directly funnel caps into our main enterprise?
I was going to give you 75%.
Make it 78 and you've got a deal.
All right, so are we killing this guy for his cards?
Oh, absolutely.
And at this point, the guy's like, hold on. Don't shoot me. Don't shoot me. Look, I just needed a place to stay. I spent all my caps getting into Diamond City, and I'm waiting for the next paycheck to come in.
You fool, Diamond City has a stand your ground law. I've checked with the mayor.
Aren't we the mayor now? We own the mayor.
Rightly observed, Kate. We are, in fact, the operating administrators of Diamond City.
So hand over all your caps.
If not your cards, because anti-rule.
How about caps, because it's not junk to scrap?
Or we'll be forced to repatriate you to the Shadow Realm. Oh,
he means hell.
Whoever wants to. Charisma and speech. Difficulty of two. Whoever wants to.
Yeah, Kate, why don't you do this?
Yeah, let's see me fail then.
Can't be all the time.
Anyone want to assist me?
Would you like to aid her in her speech?
I mean, fine, I guess. You got to take the training wheels off at some point.
She's going to be a value employee. She's got to know how to do this on her own.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give some sage advice while still cranking slightly faster.
Well, we did. We had that
the
whole
musket.
Back and forth.
Cranking the musket. Yeah. Let me be clear. Okay. Ooh. No. Zero.
So,
you get to reroll per scene.
Ah, yes. My clothing. Yes, here we go.
Even worse.
And my hat.
Per scene.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh.
There we go.
There's your two. So, not Kaiba sees the writing in the wind, I think is the expression, and goes, all right, calm down here. No. You can have my card. Hands the very valuable card to the professor. And then, so you two don't actually shoot me or hit me with that super sledge. He throws 1,000 caps at you, and then he runs off into Diamond City.
Yeah.
He said he had nothing left.
Start picking it up, and then I would like to make an investment. Him. I put this in my investment. I hand it to Bigelow.
Hey, you've made a wise choice. Give it another couple of payments like this, and you'll be up to a tier one.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, is this the part where I tell her about the tier 5 plan, boss, or do we just kind of leave that one alone?
No, you will have to wait. She has not accrued enough thetas to advance to that level.
Understood, boss. Though I will say I'm looking forward to the pamphlet she gets. It's tier 3.
I can add it to my collection of pamphlets.
Oh my god, you're right. Kate's actually has been collecting pamphlets now that I think about it.
He has.
It's called lore.
Yes.
look it up. Read a book.
But yeah, aside from the fact that not Kaiba was apparently here for at least a week, your stuff is as you left it, actually. People have actually given you space and respected the fact that you put up an alarm. So
nice. There's nothing to protect. I'm pretty sure that we made a house and set an alarm, but there's nothing inside.
Yeah, so. We didn't keep anything inside because we don't have enough things to not just keep it all on us.
It's like going to a neighbor's lawn and taking out their ADT sign and then putting it in your lawn. It's just like, all right, well, it's more the thought that counts.
Hey, Bigelow, do you have a calculator to determine the change of price over time?
Of course. I mean, that's just built into every Mr. Handy along with a handy purified water maker.
So before the bombs dropped, one of these Alpha Black Lotus cards were apparently worth $1 million. What would that be worth now?
Let me do some quick calculations. And he spins a little bit in the air. I think it'd be maybe worth about 600 caps if we get the right buyer.
Okay. I will mark Alpha Black Lotus in my inventory.
You better immediately find a buyer.
Perhaps if we can find some sort of overrated musician that we could sell it to.
If only we knew one.
Unfortunately, all music has since died.
We did meet the four maracas. Weren't they staying out somewhere? Outside? They
were, yes.
Yeah, they're in the slums outside of Diamond City because they were ghouls, but...
I have no knowledge of this.
Yeah, Chapek would have no knowledge of this. But it was before my time. Remind the professor and Kate you've been somewhere where there are artists,
people who would want
musicians.
Artists that would a piece of art from this old age. Yes, yes.
And my tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, they actually might want to look at that as well. Yes. I'm adding a custom item to my inventory. One second. I apologize, guys.
No, it's okay. I'm just contemplating how the hell we're going from Winter of Adam to sell the Black Lotus as our main quest.
You really don't want to finish the campaign, do you? It's okay if you don't. You can let us know. You don't have to do this.
But he could spend the 9 luck at any moment.
Hey, what's really going on? Okay, can we just take a moment? Let's ignore the stream for a second. Let's just talk. Like, what's going on with you?
Well, I actually had a really nice day yesterday. The dog took to a nice.
Okay, so
nice class.
Okay, that's nice that that's happening, but you are deflecting. Like, what's the real reason you're avoiding the main campaign? Is the main campaign in the room with us right now? Is that why you can't talk about it?
No, the issue is me with all of my junk and luck problems. Do I need to leave chat for a little bit?
Yeah, you may need to just... Can you turn your computer off? Take a walk?
Yeah, yeah. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, delete
yeah,
system cool. 32.
Yeah, delete your system 32.
He actually got off!
In the meantime, we'll download some more RAM for you. Hopefully that'll make those craftings faster.
It's been 10 minutes and we're already derailed.
Yeah, he straight up left. He's gone now.
Chair is just... Alright, Chair, new player. Who are you playing?
Professor Chair.
Who's this?
He's back.
Comfort studies.
Is it too soon?
No, you're good. You're good.
Yeah.
We're just processing things. We're working through some stuff.
Yeah, we're about to introduce your chair, who it's playing.
Yeah.
I haven't laughed that hard in a while. Thank you. All right. Well, I guess at this point, do you want to handle the crafting like we talked off screen, where it's just, hey, I have a nebulous amount of crafted stuff that will call in Meteor Race, or... Do you want to do your one big roll? Because I think you also want to do one big roll for the folks at home.
I for sure bet the people here want to see me roll 18 dice.
People love 18 dice.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. I will be doing that.
Not an audience I can't see or interact with, really.
Yeah, that's kind of true. Okay, 18 dice.
That cool. is 9 effects. That is significant.
I will re-roll spending luck for...
I love how Steve immediately called it that it's Shadowrun now, because you're not wrong. You're really not.
Yeah. Except these rules are comprehensible.
Yeah. Doesn't need like five or six extra programs to understand the 20,000 books.
Right. And it's edited.
Oh my god. Okay, so we're now up to 23 with 10 effects.
This is really looking like a match 3 game at this point in the chat.
So, to the people who are listening, I just rolled I stumbled upon 18 junk on our way back from the sewers where we were exploring. I then, because each junk rolls for one combat die and takes 10 minutes to break down each one, but you get to roll them all at the same time. I rolled all of them at the same time. For each effect, I get a uncommon material. For each damage, I get a common. So I get to add now 23 common materials and 10 uncommon materials to our inventory.
Which, as we've seen, the crafting actually was very important because you used Radaway to, or was it Rad-X, to keep the sewer radiation?
Rad-X, which yeah. My stuff was so potent that we only had to use one in that entire time down there. We still have 11 left over. Mm-hmm. So if we ever needed to sell a little bit or maybe use it as a favor for someone somewhere.
Well, we have 1,000 caps now in Bigelow's stomach and also an Alpha Black Lotus. So, like, what do we need? Money means nothing to us now.
That is true. That is true. But I don't know if you talked about what we discussed off screen.
What we were
about.
Doing.
Yes. So I won't take up more time crafting. I just like rolling the big dice numbers. Mm-hmm. If you were to give me a amount of time for me to do some crafting off screen, let's say later, because we probably won't need anything immediately. If we do, we'll use that pocket crafting thing we mentioned. Mm-hmm. How much time in Diamond City would you say we have if we waited until, I guess we don't know what we're doing. Let's say we were here until tomorrow morning.
If you're here till tomorrow morning, my only question is, would you be visiting the mayor in that time, or would you visit the mayor in the morning?
I'll leave that up. Well, they can. You guys well, could
we can visit
him while
what time? What time
in
is
the corner.
It?
It's like maybe 12:30, 1 o'clock.
The office is open. Yeah, they're going to be back from lunch break.
Well, we should have a key.
Yeah, you
we
guys
get a key.
Yeah, we are in charge.
That is true. We do have the key to the city now. We do own. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
so
guys
we just
could
walk in whenever you want.
Yeah, you guys could go without me, too. I could then use that time to craft more.
Yeah, I think we'll do that, because Kate and I are representatives of a singular business enterprise, and
yes.
you're a temp worker. So
I'm more of a supplier, and you don't need the supplier for your dealings.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, there's very little we need you for.
Yes, I just give you stuff to sell, and that's it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, let's go up to the box and take our position as mayor and sub mayor of Diamond City. Yeah.
And I will mute because I won't be there.
Nice. All right. Well, Mayor McDonough is in his box, and when you come in, he goes, "Hey, y'all are back faster than I expected. The sewer job go well?
Things were taken care of at a rapid pace. We were able to secure the necessary agreements with the sewer dwellers, and there will be an extended dialogue between the organizers of Diamond City and the sewer dwellers, which will create great, fruitful opportunities for business and pleasure.
I mean, I'm liking what you're saying, but perhaps I'm not understanding correctly. You're telling me there's people living down there?
That is correct. They apparently have a somewhat tenuous claim on the area there in the sewers, and rather than exterminating them all to within an iota of their atoms, we decided to allow them to continue their habitation there on one condition.
And that condition being?
Well, I'm afraid that, first, let me be clear, this was a condition that they insisted upon. In fact, it was at gunpoint. We reluctantly agreed. The sewer dwellers seem to strongly disagree with your mayoral leadership and have demanded an immediate turnover of your control of Diamond City to Chopek Incorporated, which includes, of course, myself and my assistant, Kate. We didn't want this.
Yeah,
I think
this
the mayor
was,
actually
yeah,
cracks a smile and starts, like, belly laughing. He's like... Oh, I haven't heard a joke like that in a while. What did they really say, though?
No one
quietly
laughing.
Turned to Kate and just...
Yeah.
Oh, y'all are being serious.
Again, it is most regrettable that the sewer dwellers did ask for this particular requirement. But nonetheless, here we are, and we must negotiate in good faith. So, what would it take for you to abandon your post and wander into the wasteland, never to be seen again?
Well, I'd need to make sure that Diamond City was, the people of Diamond City wouldn't be without food or water or shelter. Want to make sure everybody had a chance at living their best life, what we can provide here in Diamond City. And overall, I'm just kind of hoping that... Maybe there's just been a grave misunderstanding between myself and the sewer dwellers. Maybe we could hash out some talks and see what they're really after.
Mr. Mayor, I'm afraid that what you are describing is sounding dangerously close to socialism.
It's the post-apocalyptic wasteland. That's how things work.
No, I'm afraid you don't understand, Mr. Mayor. Across my travels in this great post-apocalyptic wasteland that we find ourselves in, the spirit of the land is closer to what is the expression? Dog eat dog?
Yeah, but that doesn't lead to progress. I mean, if we're able to get everybody at the table and we provide their needs, that's how we rebuild society.
If everyone is at the table, Mr. Bear, is there enough dog to go around for everyone?
I'm not eating the... You know what? I see what you're driving at. I tell you what. I'm going to give you the caps that you were owed, and he hands you your little pouch of 350 caps. And, you all set up a meeting with the sewer people for me, and I will personally oversee these talks to make sure that their needs are required, or their needs are met.
Of course, Mr. Mayor. As the temporary acting mayor of Diamond City, it is, of course, your purview.
Well, you have a baseball? I could send a message.
That is true. We could use the baseball's courier service.
And he rummages in his desk and takes out a baseball, puts it on the desk.
All right, now take it and I'll, you know, scribble, you know, the whole meeting details and everything. And then I'll hit it with the heated super sledge so that there's a little fire trail on the way there.
So everybody in the rest of Diamond City, even the professor, you just see a fiery baseball fly off into the distance.
You see
Kate's doing something.
A young waif in like ankle deep water is like, I'm going to make a wish.
A ghoul. A ghoul is just outside like, oh, look at that.
Whenever you see the flaming baseball, an angel gets its wings.
The beacon is lit.
Yeah. Post Malone calls for aid.
No, it's post Malone. We've been over this.
Oh, sorry. Yes, post Malone. Yeah, sorry about that.
I had a train of thought. Where'd it go? Oh, that's right. I know where it left off. The mayor actually kind of just shakes his head and goes, you know, as much as Diamond City was the one that made the Commonwealth courier system, it is still kind of weird that we're just hacking baseballs out and they get to the people that need them. It's a little weird, if I'm being honest.
I agree, Mr. Mayor. My limited understanding of physics is constantly baffled by the continued success of this baseball courier service.
Weird makes the world go wild.
You know what? Kate makes a good point. But speaking of weird things, I actually did have something for you. Hold on. And he kind of rummages in his desk. Ah, yes. There was someone from Mirage that actually wanted to talk with you. Are y'all familiar with Mirage by chance?
I don't think so. I see them in the distance, but I've never quite gotten there.
No. Not the visual... I don't know what you call it. Illusion. The visual illusion. I'm talking about the actual settlement of Mirage.
Oh.
Certainly a poor name for a settlement if they intend to convince people that it exists.
Well, I mean, that's half their allure, from my understanding. I mean, they're, from what I understand, they're kind of a moving casino throughout the Commonwealth. Like, they literally pull their casino all over the place using Pack Brahmin.
A casino?
Yeah. And as luck would have it, there's actually someone from Mirage that asked for you by name.
I'm pointing at Kate.
Oh, he points at Kate.
Okay.
Oh, me?
Well, yeah, I would have pointed at the professor or Brother Hugh, but Brother Hugh and the professor are not here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, did they... Where can I find them?
Well, if you tell me where it is y'all are staying in the city, I'll make sure that old man Murray gets the message.
Oh, wait, you know that alarm that's been going off? We're in that corner.
Oh, well, that explains a lot of things.
Yes, I believe there was a strange pervert in a lab coat who flew from the tent recently, if that helps you to coordinate.
Oh, you mean Naiba? Yeah, Naiba's been kind of a prick to everybody, been gloating about his cards and showing off caps. He's kind of a dick.
Well, Mr. Mayor, if you say need to post a bounty on this individual to remove him from the presence of Diamond City, we'd be more than happy to accommodate you.
Well, we'll see if he calms down now that y'all have kicked him out of there.
Also, I believe one of our associates, the professor, did in fact beat him at his strange children's game.
Well, that should certainly humble him, or so I hope.
just rampaging.
No, yeah, that is a different children's game.
We just kind of cut to like a side scene of like Naiba just like storming out of Diamond City. I knew it. I should have cheated. But wait a second. Wait a second. What am I thinking? I have money. I have money. This doesn't matter. All of this doesn't matter. I have money.
Of course. I can buy a Digimon. Is that it? That's right.
Yes. Yes.
But as we cut back to the scene with between the mayor goes, well, unless y'all have anything else, I guess we're kind of waiting on a baseball to crash in through that window at any moment.
I just stand there with open arms. Let me grab a mitt first. I grab one of the Diamond City mitts.
How long do you want to wait?
This one's signed by Post Babe Ruth.
Maybe I'll wait as long as it takes to craft. No. I'll be there forever.
24 hours.
Yeah. Not very long if it's not going to come anytime soon.
Yeah, it's one of those things where if you legitimately want to sit there for an hour, you can sit there for an hour. But after like 10, 15 minutes, the mayor's just... He sat down at his desk and he's shuffling through papers and he's pretending y'all aren't there anymore.
Chopik will come up and put a light hand on Kate's non-spiked shoulder, wherever there's a safe purchase. Employee
at the
Kate,
left shoulder.
Perhaps it would be better if we took our leave of the mayor. We can receive his message at a later date.
Okay, I was willing to wait like maybe 8 more hours, but I think you're right.
Wasted time here in the mayor's office does not equal additional revenue.
That's right. This is, you know, this is why I give you all my caps.
Boss, if I can interject real quick.
This had better be good, Bigelow.
Well, I'm just saying that if we invested her caps into a high interest rate service bond, she would actually be getting a good return on her money for sitting around.
And who is processing these service bonds, Bigelow? What financial institution is still at work in the post-apocalypse?
You raise an excellent point. Point withdrawn.
Now, let that be a lesson to you, Bigelow. Never interrupt my important mentorship activities ever again.
But it's in my contract, sir.
Let me see it.
Takes out the contract, shows it to you. In fact, he shows you a very specific line that says, if there is any chance to fleece the person further, go for it.
Javik will take a moment. He'll take a swallow and he'll say, Bigelow, I've never been more proud of you than I am in this very moment. You have successfully corrected me on a matter of contract law. I believe it's time for you to advance to Tier 5.
But, boss, I don't have a soul. I can't be a Tier 5.
I think you'll find in paragraph 19, subsection A, subsection 12, that there are certain exceptions to be made in the case of the operating Thetan administrator.
By God, you're right. I corrected you. You corrected me. This is why I like working for you, boss.
We'll have the requisite ceremony and complimentary pizza party later.
Ooh, pizza. Am I Nicole?
Who told you that?
No one.
This is a legitimate business enterprise.
Okay, sorry.
And sometimes there is pizza.
I'll be quiet for pizza.
I just love it got to the point where she's like, wait a second, pizza? Is this a cult?
Yeah, that's the first giveaway. Is it, whenever somebody offers pizza, you're like, wait a minute, this is cult behavior.
Oh my god.
They eat from the crust first.
Savages.
I'm actually crying.
Good. Laugh.
Well, assumedly, you're going to head back to your little tent, yeah?
That's the plan, yeah.
All right. So, you sit there with the professor. Professor's doing his thing, doing the crafting thing. When after about maybe about 2 hours of waiting, the only real way to describe him is kind of your stereotypical, like, old, angry drunk, where he's wearing rags, he smells of booze, slurs his words a little bit, has an unkempt beard, whole nine yards. But he kind of pokes his head into your ear and goes, Hey, are you... You're those people that are working against the lesson of Adam, right? Right? You're the guys and gals and whatever?
Oh, yeah. We're the whatevers.
Wait. Who wants to know, you strange wino?
First of all, I haven't had wine in a long time. Second of all, my name is Murray. I'm old man Murray.
Ah, I see. My apologies. The term wino was a local expression from my time in Southern California. Oh. You may be unfamiliar with it.
Yeah, I'm from around here, so I don't really understand your fancy Cali talk. But and he kind of motions at your tent. Can I come in and maybe talk about my problem?
Mr. Murray, given the amount of holes in this tent, you could stand slightly to the left and be in the tent currently.
There's no holes in my metal wall.
You're not here.
No, he
We're
is.
We're at the tent. I'm here.
No, you're not here, mentally.
Oh.
You're in the crafting zone.
I'll go back to crafting, guys. I'm sorry.
Get out of here.
Go I on. Actually walk outside, walk past the guy, walk at the back, and you just start hearing me tinkering with things again.
Nice. Well,
Is it a tent? I'm confused now. Is it an actual tent?
It's got like the shanty
like corrugated metal.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. So right. you know like that makeshift metal stuff. Like the stuff where it's still very it's like in Fallout 4 when you're crafting.
Yeah.
That real basic metal, that is the idea.
All right. Okay. I was confused. I thought we were dealing with like a shitty canvas tent.
No, I basically said I want to make the second to top tier tent possible. So it's basically a legit home shelter. And I passed a rather difficulty crafting thing to get
here. It was like
a
difficulty 4 or something. Yeah.
It was difficulty 4. Yeah.
We're on the same page now. We're all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perhaps there's a tent roof in the sunroom.
Yeah, there's a pop-up tent roof on the top. That makes sense.
There you go.
Oh. For extra room for guests.
This is the summer home. I see.
Yes, please join us in the foyer.
Coax this old drunk into our shanty. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, get that roll with that whiff.
Yeah, and it's funny you make that motion because he smells. Oh boy, does he smell. In fact, he smells like a mix between like top shelf vodka and like the worst sort of rot gut you could ever think of tasting. Like think Everclear that's been mixed with tequila and it's sat there for a long time. It's not a good smell.
How are you alive?
Well, it's funny you say that because I almost wasn't alive. Just getting here and away from Mirage was quite a predicament. And he takes out a flask and takes a sip. But I gotta ask. I gotta know. You seen my daughter anywhere by chance? Her name's Minnie.
Minnie? That sounds familiar. Yes, I believe so. Wait, hold on a second. I'm looking through my Pip-Boy notes.
Yeah,
my
take
little
your
notes
time.
Section. Let me turn some knobs.
That, you
push
know, that's,
some levers.
That's so Kate to be checking notes in a studious fashion. Classic Kate behavior.
Yes. Actually, yes, we have been somewhere, and we found someone named Minnie Baby?
Mobby. Her last name's Mobby.
Mobby. Yeah. Yes, maybe. It's Mobby.
Oh. Oh, thank heavens you found my baby daughter. I was so worried when they took her away.
Who is that?
Hold on. I need something for my constitution. And still tears streaming into his beard, down his face. He pulls out a flask, takes a swig. And he actually seems to be a little less drunk for some reason when he actually takes a swig. And he says, yeah. So I got to give you the nitty gritty about Mirage, because have any of you ever been to Mirage? You might have heard of it, but have you ever been there?
No, I've tried to run there, and it's still as far as it ever has been.
Always resting tantalizingly on the horizon.
Well, I mean, I think you're making a joke, but you're not wrong. I mean, Mirage, the settlement, moves around a lot because we got our Brahmin pulling it around, but yeah, it's kind of this moving casino, and, you know, there's a whole lot of people that think that us moving around and keeping things exclusive, we have that allure, like, oh yeah, like, oh, I gotta go to Mirage to spend my caps, or, you know, I gotta go to the best casino in the Commonwealth, something like that. But that's how they get you. They let you in for 72 hours, and then they either kick you out, or they give you to the Church of Adam, or that last son of Adam, or whatever the hell his name is.
So the winnings are a mirage.
Well, that depends if you piss off the wrong people. I mean, if you make Cantor mad, he'll send you off to the church, no problem.
Cantor? Well, it sounds like you're not liking these children of Adam's.
Well, it might not be all children of Adam, but certainly the last son of Adam. Don't like him. Don't like his sect.
Well, dear sir, we love killing them. I love killing them. We love burning them. Any kind of, every which way you need them disposed of. Just say the word. Say the location.
Despite my assistant boy. Kate's enthusiasm, I am personally and morally neutral about killing the last son of Adam's sect members, but it has seemed to be profitable for me as of late, so consider me in.
It takes another swig, again becomes less strong. Well, I mean...
I'm sorry, could we... I need to interrupt for just a moment. What exactly are you drinking?
I think it's paint thinner.
I take a huff.
That's paint thinner. That's worse than Everclear.
Oh, yes,
this is
some high grade.
Are you trying to undo some interior decorating, sir?
Yeah, my interior.
Well, you seem to be doing a great job. Before you dissolve yourself, can we have the coordinates to this current location of Mirage, if you happen to know?
Yeah, but the whole reason I came here, I mean, I heard about you. I thought maybe you may have heard of Minnie, which sounds like you found her. It was great, because when they took Minnie, when the last son of Adam... Well, let me put it this way. The last son of Adam showed up, and Cantor, Maxwell Cantor, the lead person, the mayor, whatever you want to call him, of Mirage, he made a deal that if we gave her my daughter, if we gave the last son of Adam my daughter, that we would never take one of the original residents of Mirage away. We'd only would take, or they takes another swig. The children of Adam, the last son of Adam, would only take the cheaters and the people that were able to be indoctrinated.
The vulnerable. Okay.
Forgive me for sounding insensitive to your plight, Mr. Murray, but what is so special about this daughter of yours?
Well, I mean, if I'm being honest, she's one of the very few that actually knows American Sign Language. Now, I don't know why that's important to the last son of Adam, but the moment he heard about that, he zeroed in on my daughter.
Well, we now, Kate, actually, yeah.
Real quick, if you want to roll me, and I guess actually all of you could roll this because you were all present. If you can give me a perception and a speech, please, at a difficulty of 4, and you can decide who is assisting whom on this.
No, geez.
Perception, speech.
Mine's only 5 target number, not tagged.
You still do also have an AP.
Cool thing about luck is my bare minimum is always 9.
So these, why don't we just spend all 9 or 8 or 7, whatever you got?
Let's just summon Mirage to us.
just happens on, you make it a stop at Diamond City tomorrow.
We'll turn on Noclip and just move. We'll pick it up and take it somewhere else.
Yeah. Thank you, Patrick.
I misquoted that, but I think that was close enough. Are these individual roles, or are we assisting somebody?
Let's make it a group role. I think a group role would make more sense.
You said the side who's leading it. So let's just do... You're tagged in speech, I assume.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what is your target number?
My target number right now, I've got a perception of 8, and my skill is 3, so it'll be an 11.
You are still better than my 9. So let's go you first. Okay. If I have to, I'll aid you with a luck point. I'll put we at a target number 9, but it's not tagged, so I have to roll a 1 for double. And then it's a group roll, so you can decide if we want to add Kate as well. I can't remember the exact ruling of full group checks.
I'd allow it, but let's see what you roll. Again, it is a difficulty of 4 on this, though, so you might want to spend AP, might want to spend luck, that whole shebang.
Yeah, we've got... Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on. We don't have much. We only have 1 AP, according to the counter here.
I'd say let's spend it.
New session, do we go back to 0?
Yep.
Oh, well, that's
true.
You can
also give me AP. That is an option.
So
wait,
so
somebody redeemed this session.
Yeah, that's that.
Oh, I'm so we do have the 1. Okay, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so
I
let's,
used it. I gained it back.
Let's spend the 1.
Okay.
To get 3 dice in this initial pool, and then we'll see if we need to do the assisting thing. Maybe that adds the successes we need.
Okay.
Oh wait, we got 2. We got another one.
Oh yeah, Chad just gave you another one. So
watching
you get
this
2
like
AP.
A sniper.
Okay, so if we need to, we can offset some cost on the additional die or something.
So we now only need to give the Overseer 1 AP for you to get 2 more dice. Is that worth it?
Is difficulty 4.
I mean, what's the difference between 6 and 7?
Not much.
I mean, I know it's 1. Don't at me about this. I know basic math. But there's probably not going to be a big narrative difference. But yeah, sure. Screw it. Let's do 4. Why not?
It's one minor action. That's all it would be in combat.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
All right.
We're never going to fight again. So.
If I spend luck point correctly.
Well,
look at
there
you go.
Yay!
5 successes.
Would you like
actually
me to...
get that AP back? Well, you get 1 of the AP back.
Yeah.
Very nice. So, Chopek, you recalled that the... Last Son of Adam people down in the sewers with the centipedes, they were doing something with their hands that may or may not have resembled American Sign Language.
Mm. Now, putting 2 and 2 together, which does not make 1. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to spend a luck point.
Okay, what are you spending the luck point for?
Just for the hell of it.
The followers of Apocalypse taught me American Sign Language when I was going to school for them. Oh.
So you know American Sign Language. I'll allow it.
Yeah.
So I guess Chopik will, like, try to mimic one of the hand gestures. He's like, so when you speak about this language, are you referring to something of this nature? And he'll do, you know, this is a rabbit or, you know.
Wait a second. Guys, I think, were they doing sign language down in the sewers?
Are you talking to us? I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm yelling from behind the crate. Too bad I can't remember what they said. But yes, they... they're using it to communicate without letting people know.
Is it possible that the last son of Adam is in fact deaf?
they just read our lips. Yeah.
If you are trying to sneak up on someone, or you don't want people to know about what you're doing, it's easier if they can't hear you. So they're probably using the sign language to, and this is me literally with my head poking through a window. They're probably using it to hide the fact that they're talking about their plans or where they're going to attack, because it's not a common thing to know anymore. I 100% got bored and took an extra class to learn this thing. I haven't used it in like 10 years, so...
They did have that code, too. They seem to like to hide all their speakings. Do you remember the radio and the codes?
Yes, which he probably
took
that radio with him.
There's this... Wait, I have the Pip-Boy. Doesn't that have a radio?
Ooh, that might have a built-in radio, so I could signal back into their channel again and use the code we wrote down to translate more stuff.
Yeah, Chopic. It was, I believe, they would speak in letters and then a number, and the first letter, I think, was the town, and then the second one was the name? I can't remember if there was... Maybe just the town, and then the number was level of goodness or badness.
How well is their mission plan going? Yes. Yeah.
I'm confused, Assistant Kate. I think you were trying to speak to me, but I did not hear a Mr. or Boss before my name.
Oh, Mr. Boss Chopic. There are letters and there are numbers that mean things. Talk to him about it, and I point to a professor.
So, they are using code to hide the fact that they're trying to do things. That, we can just leave it at that.
Traditionally, that is what code is used for, yes?
Yes. So, they're using sign language to not let people know. Like, for example, they could be literally out in Diamond City having a casual conversation, and I will demonstrate and just start spelling random things out with my hands. Like, I'll spell out...
Oh, you can't say that around here.
That is technically a slur, Professor.
All I spelt was Diamond City.
We have decided, that is, Sub-Mayor Kate and I, that this city, the settlement, will no longer be referred to as Diamond City. In fact, we shall be changing it very soon, after the temporary mayor is unfortunately destroyed by the sewer dwellers.
What did I all miss? Wait, should we finish what we're doing right now first before we get you caught up?
We'll catch you up later.
Thank you. But yes, they're trying to be sneaky about destroying the settlements.
So, and Murray, who's been listening this entire time, taking more swigs of his paint thinner.
He's probably, like, super intelligent now by now.
He's Flowers actually, for Algernon thing?
Apparently. But at this point, you know, Murray just kind of is more coherent than he's ever been. He goes, so, I guess I should be very clear about this. I don't know what they're using the American Sign Language for, but they're trying to get all of their followers to learn it, from what I understand.
Yes.
There's some reason for it. You might be right. It might be some kind of code, but... I think it's something more, because like I said, when he heard about Minnie, my dear daughter, he just, the last son dropped everything and just kind of zeroed it on her. It was a little creepy.
Here's a crazy connection I'd like to try.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, with my understanding of the books I read for fun of Cthulhu and other Lovecraftian things, does this have any connections that I can think of to the level of crazy I think he's already going into?
So I'm actually going to give this to you for free because you came up with it on your own. The sign language they were using in the sewers wasn't between the last Son of Adam's sect. It was to the creatures they were carrying around.
Oh. Do I remember?
Train them like dogs.
Them...
As we all know, Nyarlathotep is very progressive about accessibility.
Interesting. So they're probably using shorthand.
Good night, everybody.
Interesting. Okay. I think I need to teach Chopic American Sign Language, because I would not be able to pass a charisma check against monsters.
What a strange series of words.
Yes. Yes, this is a really strange sentence.
What an odd turn of phrase.
Yes.
Well, as the professor's having his brain blast, Murray actually adds in, The whole reason I came here. I mean, you've already made my day saying that my daughter's safe, but the last Son of Adam and Cantor have a deal that every time that we need, or the last son of Adam needs new recruits that he can indoctrinate or brainwash, whatever you want to call it, he grabs people that visits Mirage, people that Cantor calls cheaters, quote unquote, and, well, he takes them somewhere else in Mirage. I think he's may or may not be forcing them to power the casino. I don't know how, but I just know that something's not right.
That is intriguing.
Now, what I can say is that I don't really have a reward for you, unfortunately. I mean, I want to give you something for telling me my daughter's safe. I really do. But unless you want paint thinner, I don't have a whole lot.
But I'll take some.
I'll give you the flask.
I mean, this is some kind of miracle paint thinner. So, yeah, I mean, I think that it's directly taken from the Lowe's branded Fountain of Youth, obviously.
So, Kate, do you actually drink it?
Sure.
You all right, roll me two combat dice, please.
Ooh.
Get that new character rolled up.
Ooh. Okay.
So what I would tell you is that for the next four scenes, your intelligence is increased by two. But it's only for four scenes.
Smart now.
What is your intelligence?
It was originally four.
Ooh, we're on an equivalent level of intelligence.
I say, I'm Raging Catherine. And I'm here to visit great violence upon your body.
Did you take blacksmith yet?
No.
Did we level up?
Yeah, you did level up. You should be level five.
You know what would be useful right now? Using your extra intelligence to make your melee weapons better like you wanted to. We're getting sidetracked again. I apologize.
I wanted to do Life Giver.
This whole game is a sidetrack.
Life Giver might be better. That is true.
If I get Life Giver, I get 9 HP.
Life Giver does sound good.
Do you not remember the time when we just threatened legally distinct Kaiba to out of his Alpha Black Lotus? We were going to send him to hell. That wasn't in the... let me just check. Was that in the Winter of Adam book?
Actually, no. I have it right next to me. I can check for you.
Oh, yes. Could you just take a look?
Give me a second. Let me go grab it.
To see if legally distinct Kaiba is in this Modifius product. Just real quick.
It's out of reach.
Oh, it's too bad. We'll never know.
Actually, you know what? Steve in chat brings up a good point. Does Kate start questioning the validity of her financial investments?
Oh, no. Intelligence? Kate's off the reservation now. She's gone. Like, she's...
In fact, my resolve is even stronger to keep it.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
right.
The numbers, I understand now how this is a good investment, and I'm starting to catch on to what Tier 5 is, and I'm in.
Yeah. So you're doing that thing where you're failing upward.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's perfect for, that's
actually pretty nice.
Like lots of modern-day multimillionaires, too.
Yes.
But, Murray, after you take a sip, he goes, yeah, strong stuff, isn't it?
All right, this is the good stuff. Thank you.
Indubitably.
Indubitably, sir, I do declare that this is the good stuff.
Let me take an AP, because that amuses me.
Yay! I added it.
So, like I said, I don't really have a reward for you unless you want me to make more of this stuff for you. It takes a lot to make, but, I mean, it's kept me alive this whole time, but... I mean, if
I dabble in chemistry, do you mind sharing the recipe? We help you with this.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a fair trade. Yes.
For exclusive, non-transferable rights to the recipe for your miracle paint thinner, we will recover your daughter and solve the issue of the Mirage atom connection to your satisfaction.
Well, I mean, as long as my daughter's safe somewhere, I mean, she is safe somewhere safe. She's not like out in the wilderness somewhere.
Oh, she's somewhere that is similar. Okay, my intelligence has gone back.
The paint thinner is starting to wear.
Four scenes have already gone by.
It is of a place that is also quite concealed to those who need not know.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you tell me she's safe, I'm going to believe you. You know, you seem like honest people. I mean, again, you've been pushing in the shit of the last son of Adam and his followers, so I'm inclined to trust you. But there's a few ways you can get into Mirage, and this is where it gets a little bit tricky. So if you want to walk in the front door, they're going to take everything. They're going to take your guns. They're going to take anything that could be a weapon. And
not my switchblade.
Even your switchblade. They'll take everything but your fists in terms of weapons.
My clothes? I've worked
so
hard.
Would you use them as
weapons?
The spikes. In some circumstances, yes.
Would they question random garbage in my backpack?
Got the elbow to elbow.
So, Murray, thanks for a moment listening to Kate, listening to the professor. I mean, the weapons are what gets checked. I mean, maybe your dress would be okay. I mean, they might be a little weird with the whole Raider ensemble. I mean, I personally dig it, but, you know, Canton doesn't really. But that's one thing. So violence isn't really good in Mirage. They take all your weapons and they give them back when you leave. And if you do start throwing fists or you start causing problems, they will either throw you out or they'll try to get you into whatever Canton's doing with the cheaters, quote unquote. Which maybe that's an in. Maybe you cause a scene and figure out what's happening.
How do they feel about people who are unbelievably lucky?
Well, that would definitely fall underneath the cheaters must pay
rule. Casino. Oh,
okay. Okay. So do they have tables where I could make things in there?
Like crafting stuff?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, there's kind of a distillery I had in one of my extra rooms, but no, I mean, there's pretty much blackjack tables. There's a stage where Fusion Susan performs. There's slots. There's the Watering Hole Bar and a whole bunch of other tables that are used for gambling. But no crafting thingies.
That's too bad. So I can't go in then craft things for us. Got it.
It's the only thing on your mind.
Crafting. Well, if they take our weapons, I could just make you a better weapon when we get inside.
Out of junk.
Yeah.
That is true.
Kate, I believe the paint thinner is allowing you to finally understand how crafting works. It does all start with junk.
That is true. I see. I can see the way, and the way points to Mirage.
Well,
is a side effect of the paint thinner a strange poetic way of speech?
No, that comes with people who don't know how to control their higher intelligence. Or think they have a higher intelligence than someone, but don't actually.
Is this true, strange wino?
No, I mean, I just kind of noticed that every once in a while there's kind of like gold sparkles on the ground that get me where I need to go.
Interesting. I've never seen those before.
I'm starting to see them.
So, Kate, I want you to imagine, like, you know those conspiracy theorist boards where it's, like, red string and it's, like, a bunch of thumbtacks? It's that, but with glowing glitter that you would see in video games. It's just a spider web.
You're in permanent Pepe Silva mode.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the path. Okay. I know where we need to go. I'm in on this casino, if you guys are. Wait, should we find Minnie first? What do we have to do?
Well, as long as Minnie's safe, leave her where she is. Just, if you ever see her again, tell her dear old dad says hello and that hope she's doing well.
Will you be here in Diamond City?
Well, I can't go back to Mirage.
That's fair.
So, yeah, I mean, maybe I could stay here and keep this place. Motions around at your abode. I could keep this safe and up to date.
Once again, Professor, please do not say the DC word. It is, in fact, a slur.
I apologize. I'm not used to things changing less than 3 hours.
Business moves quickly, as does politics.
So in this fine establishment known as a city, yes, I see. I avoided it.
I'm watching you.
I forgot where my train of thought was. Well, we'll let her know that you'll be in this fine establishment known as the artist formerly known as. Someone will get mad at me if I say
the settlement in a certain shape that is reminiscent of baseball configurations.
Would you say a baseball diamond?
Well, you've said part of the slur now, so again, I have to ask you, please.
Interesting. So,
contain your horrible tongue.
Was the word city bad?
No, city is fine.
Okay. The word diamond.
Please stop saying. It's very offensive to my people.
I hold up a literal one in my hand because I just took one out of the things I was crafting. So, what would I call this?
A gem.
You would call that a crystalline structure of a form that resembles the popular conception of baseball accoutrement.
Okay. So, baseball accoutrement city.
Well, now that you... Okay. Perhaps you're misunderstanding. If you combine the notion of the D-word with the city, it is a slur. If you say the D-word alone, it is a slur. If you attempt to replace the D-word with some multisyllabic confection and then add that to city, it is still a slur. Do you understand now? I thought, as somebody who is supposedly from Southern California, that you would understand this.
Oh, I'm from South Dakota. I went to school there.
I have no idea where he's from. He's from over there, from the followers, you know.
I grew up on a cornfield.
So in the middle of nowhere.
Chapik is a little awesome words. I love it.
No, Chapik's just like standing there like... In fact, if you didn't know any better, it would seem like he was processing something. But that's a that's a ridiculous notion, because Chapik is this flesh and blood full human like the rest of you.
Absolutely.
Well, Bigelow's actually going to enter in and goes, I got some bad news, boss. The boys in the lab, we realized that there's a problem.
Ooh.
And Bigelow holds up a diamond and, you know, looks like square on its side. He rotates the square 45 degrees so it looks like a square.
Good job.
I've just realized, boss, that apparently squares are diamonds and diamonds are squares.
More processing.
Bigelow, you sweet summer aluminum child. You're ignoring the third dimension yet again. Squares are two-dimensional. The D word is not.
You're saying you can't have a three-dimensional square?
I'm not saying anything unless you require me to put it in writing.
What about a fourth-dimensional? What would that look like?
So where is Mirage, Mr. Murray?
So Murray will find a map, or if you show him your Pip-Boy, he'll show you the location of Mirage.
The glowy yeah. Floor path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so one portion of the glowing there. Web will actually glow a little bit brighter for Kate. But Murray points out the location of Mirage and goes, that's where it was when I left it. It shouldn't have moved a whole lot of... I'm sorry, the paint thinner's wearing off.
Oh, no.
Shouldn't have moved too far from there. Pack Brahmin's been attacked by ghouls of late, so we've been trying to get more Brahmin to pull the place around, but that's also kind of what the last son of Adam's doing. You know, we get him more followers, and he gives us more Brahmin. I guess I should stop saying us. I'm not really a part of Mirage anymore.
Do you wish to be if the problem was to be removed?
I mean, you'd have to remove Canton. Canton's the whole problem with Mirage right now.
Maybe we could make him accidentally sign some contract that would make that happen.
We could have our associate Kate here simply put a new hole in his head area.
That is true.
Well, whichever way you handle it, I mean, just send me a message in the courier system and I'll come running.
We will let your daughter know that you're staying here as well.
appreciate it.
If she decides to stay hidden, that would be because the blast is still a thing, and that would make sense. But we'll at least let her know that you're still safe in here.
And you can see that he's actually tearing up a bit. That means a lot. Thank you.
Ugh, you're leaking alcohol.
No, I'm pretty sure those are actual tears.
Oh. Yeah.
If he's leaking, that would imply he's not human. Leaking alcohol.
I never leak. Never leak tears. The look on your face.
You've never done it, or you've stopped doing.
Sarcastically, never.
Okay, all right.
I'm also processing.
Because you know the function of this game that we're all playing is that sometimes the things you say are true, right? They establish fiction. So I just want to make sure if that was fiction I needed to respect, or if that's just a joke about that you said.
Yeah, just a joke. Just delete it from your system.
It's gone. Yeah. It's gone now. You mean my memory. I'll forget it.
Your memory banks, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, humans forget things. And you're obviously human, so.
Constantly, yes.
Yeah.
Who are you again?
And you are a bank, so.
In a way, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
For your money specifically.
Yes. Also, yeah. Okay, if we go to Mirage, I would like to take out some of my investment in order to just gamble my savings away.
I'm curious how long it would take them for them to get mad at me at how well I'm winning and to throw me in their form of jail.
Well, we will enter in separately from you so that you're not lumped in and kicked out when you are.
Fair. Also, maybe go let his daughter know that. Actually, I look at the map. Is it in the same direction, roughly?
So, if you're looking at a map of the Commonwealth, Diamond City is kind of center stage, and then Beatsville would be top left northwest, and then Mirage would be at this juncture. Would be near
can somebody
where.
The chat, can somebody in the chat report E to Twitch for using slurs? Because we just talked about this.
We all do it at the same time.
So Mirage would be not in the Glowing Sea, but they would be kind of in the middle between where the city is at the latitude and then, or is that longitude? Whatever, the horizontal line. So they would be north of the Glowing Sea is where Mirage is supposedly at right now.
And we know what direction they're heading, correct?
To Mirage?
No, like this, the actual city itself.
Mirage.
Oh,
is
the way Mirage is moving. They are headed vaguely to the north northeast.
Let's say I were to assume it was a hand pulled city. Can I do calculations to where I could project where they would be? Let's say in the next within a weekly forecast of where they could end up being.
Okay. Well,
or I could just use the golden. Pathway.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Because now that Kate can see through time and space, it should be easy to just.
That's true.
Just check in.
Why don't you give me a intelligence and a science here? Probably your power stat.
That is
difficulty of two.
Them. Okay. Do I spend the single AP? I do get one free reroll.
And hurt.
Yeah, why not?
Might as well.
I mean, it could hurt. Pain comes from all places.
There you go. You get your two successes. So, yeah. Professor, I'm going to say that if what Murray says is true and it's being pulled by Brahmin and, you know, a casino of the size he's described could only move so fast under Brahmin power, so you think you probably have a good track of where Mirage could be, not only tomorrow, but for the next 2 weeks.
Okay, so we have 2 weeks to get there.
That is presuming that they are continuously moving every day, that they haven't stopped or have adjusted their rate or what have you. There's a lot of variables.
Yeah, that's how...
Which is a math word.
That is how you... It's literally a weather forecast.
Are you accounting for all these variables there?
Yeah, yeah.
This sounds like machine behavior.
You know, I get... People do assume that. I look at Kate. all the time.
Yes. And Chopek, thank you for allowing me a new angle from which to beat this dead horse of a joke. I'm not sure what code or pattern this horse was, but now it's black and blue.
Right. Don't you mean to bit a dead horse or bite a dead horse? Hold on, let's workshop this.
Look, I think you used your good material off post Malone, so.
You're right. I peaked at post Malone. That was it.
Yeah. It's all downhill.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Thanks for having me on the stream, everybody. This is my last day.
But yeah, no, we'll
let's head on out to Mirage.
Probably not head out in the middle of the night and leave tomorrow.
Right, and we should also kick this reverse alcoholic out of our shanty establishment.
Well, do you want to kick him out or do you want to let him stay? That's, I guess, the first question.
I think he can stay. He can clean for us. He can turn off the alarm when it sets off.
If there's an exchange of goods and services, I think Chopik would allow this.
Yeah. It gives him a place to stay. It also means if we come back, he's not here and some other random guy's in here, we can assume that person who's in here had something to do with it. We could shoot before asking questions.
Sounds good to me.
That's true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just say the word. Or don't.
Or don't, yeah.
Yeah, or don't.
So, it'll be very important to establish what that word is, by the way.
Real quick, before you go, I'm just checking all of these. So all of these food and shops of the city should be updated. Ooh. So if you want to go on a quick shopping montage before you leave, I would definitely recommend it. Because we are going to return to travel rules as you try to find Mirage.
The chop shop hasn't updated. That has.
I guess the chop shop is as it is. Chop shop hasn't gotten a lot of meat recently.
Yeah. Also, it's only been a day.
Yeah.
Since we've
purchased. Yeah, it hasn't been long.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, my health is still down in my radiation tattoo.
Well, you get to.
I go to a doctor, right? Something.
Well, you also
have caps or flesh.
We have nice beds, so you actually get a full's rest and then a day of +2 health.
Mm-hmm.
Because I made us the good beds.
Yep.
The good stuff.
Yep.
Top shelf.
You get that nice, basically, actual Fallout the game rules where you just wake up at full health, but you're still crippled if that's something going on.
Mm.
Yeah. So I would suggest picking up the bourbon because that is a key ingredient in me making
bourbon?
No. Making Fury. Yeah, making
my favorite chem.
The chem that makes Kate stronger than 10 super mutants.
Mmm. That's you make a compelling offer.
Yes.
But then again, do we want to give her that kind of power while she's still operating with this super intelligence?
I don't see the problem.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I don't know if you're following along, Professor, but my dealings with Kate specifically haven't exactly been above board. And if she discovers this and has the power of 10 super mutants, she could turn me into paste.
Probably has the power of one super mutant already, and isn't that enough by itself?
No, I think I could take one super mutant.
You're making me want to spend a luck point here to test that theory.
Future me, smash cut to the professor or someone attacking Chopik. Just smash cut right here.
Oh, yeah, this is the... Go to the clip show, we'll put this back. Yeah, at the end of the season. Obviously we want Kate to be, if we can make her a sort of a Godzilla level threat, then please, yes, obviously.
We could also pick up another set of heavy leather armor.
Would you like heavy set?
Oh, I have a
leather,
heavy set.
Heavy leather.
But we could get you a heavy set. I then move your mods.
Because I have one.
You have standard,
a
right?
A heavy set. We're not saying it's heavy set armor, is it?
Yeah.
It just kind of makes you look sort of fat?
It is a lot of leather armor.
Okay.
Because I could take your mods that already give you plus, I think, 3 to everything.
Oh, to the heavy. Okay, I have
to the
have
heavy,
normal.
Which has base 3. Then you add your berserker on top of that, and now we're sitting
sure,
at
you know what?
With physical resistance of
I'm
like
I'm tired of
10.
Going down constantly. So
is there something wrong
it.
With the gravity in the future? Why I think so heavy.
So yeah, we'll. I think we should pick up the heavy set, pick up the bourbon. Do we want to pick up some food?
Shotgun
from...
shells for me.
Yeah, probably the shotgun
shell. Yes, human food essential for a journey.
Yeah, we still have some cooking stuff. I still have enough to cook for a day or two, but
my hungry stomach is making the appropriate noises.
It's like clanking, gear whirring.
Oh, that's Bigelow.
Oh. Does Bigelow need to eat?
Actually, Bigelow does raise a good point. The dirty water, he can turn, what is it, one into purified?
Yeah, something like, let me double check that. Yes, Bigelow has the thingy.
He has the water purification mod, which is...
In the gear. There we go. Yeah, the integral. Yep. Two dirty waters into one purified after 10 minutes.
Oh, after 10, that's actually significant, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm thinking we pick up all the dirty water.
Okay, yeah.
All the noodles.
Yeah, of course.
All the shotgun shells.
All the shotgun shells.
All the
bourbon. The rest would be just for fun. I just need the bourbon for crafting.
We're getting inventory for like a country store at this point. Like a country general store. You're gonna need some hardtack.
Yeah,
that all sounds good to me. I mean that seems like it'd be all very, very helpful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, whoever wants to be the keeper of the record, go through and buy it all from the shop. If you can't buy it from the shop, let me know. But it should hopefully let you buy it direct. Hopefully,
Chopik has all of my money, so. I have 0. And I intend to keep it that way. Because I want to invest everything.
Yes, that's the wise financial decision.
Yes. I can see it.
You can see it clearly now that the rain has come.
So I just have 301 caps on my sheet, personally. Mm-hmm.
There was 1,000, right?
Yeah, there was 1,000 from Naiba, and then there was 350 from the mayor.
Yes.
1,651.
Yes.
So, Professor, why don't you just take... we'll just... Floating, you have that... You have that bag of holding for all the caps.
Okay.
And so you'll just buy the stuff.
So, you're going to give me... We're going to give me the caps for above table talk to buy things. But in character, you are holding all the money.
Correct.
Let me be very clear about that. Yes. Chopik has all the money. I'm the person doing all the bookkeeping. I'm the accountant.
Yes.
You're the accountant, yeah.
That is correct.
Okay. Let me do that real fast. You said the exact amount.
And if this enterprise goes pear-shaped, you are the first person that Chopik will throw under the bus. Let's just be clear.
You can't, because in character, you still have all the money.
I'll find a way.
So you said 1,600 and what?
51, right? That's what we established, right?
Is that one cap again?
Right, 1,651.
Okay, cool. I had nothing, so I want to buy the. Quickly go through.
What I was gonna say actually is, it kind of sounds like we need to do level up, and we got to do food stuff anyway.
Yeah.
So, do we want to maybe end the stream a little bit early so you all can handle that off screen, and then we can come back next week with you all traveling to Mirage?
That is fair. I will.
They're probably easier.
I will request though, because we actually have stumbled into a lot more money than I expected us to have with more things. It takes time to remove all the mods off Kate's stuff. It takes time to put all the mods back on armor. I might need an extra day. Of off-camera time to do all this crafting stuff. Yeah, I assume fine. Everyone's okay with this. Just let me know how much money I need to spend for us to count as a day of food, and I will do that.
Let's say...
So you'd have tonight, you'd have all day tomorrow, and then breakfast. Yeah. So basically two...
Breakfast, it'd be what a luxury. Full days.
Because I think it would technically...
Yeah,
the system
only
means 2 days. The system, say, I think, only needs 2 full meals to count as a day of food, I think.
Let's say for the group, if you want to give me 40 caps, we'll call it even.
Okay, so I will use 40 caps for food for 2
outrageous.
Days.
Highway robber.
Okay.
And that'll actually include water as well. So it's food and water for the day.
Right, perfect.
That's more reasonable.
Because we're eating cheap, because that's what rich people do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Well,
oddly enough, some of them do. Yes.
Yeah. Like, what's his name? I can't remember. Oh, well. Warren Buffett. That's what I'm thinking of.
I thought you were Post Malone.
Post Malone? I can see him being a guy who just enjoys a Insta ramen now and then.
Yeah. You occasionally get some people who are, like, weirdly, obscenely well off, and yet they live like trash people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's one of those.
All right. Well, let me end the stream here real quick before we devolve any further. So Twitch, stick around because we're going to raid Activity with YouTube. This is where we'll say goodbye. Bye, YouTube.